Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Josh Peach is with us this morning. He's the park manager over at Lake Anita State Park. Josh, thanks for your time.
Yes, not a problem.
Everybody looks at it as the off-season at Lake Anita this time of the year. I don't think there's really ever an off-season, is there?
Not really. I mean, obviously camping slows down when it gets really cold out and all that good stuff, but we still see a lot of visitors out here. People are still fishing, obviously driving around this time of the year looking at the waterfowl and the deer and stuff like that. So we slow down with people quite a bit, but we do stay. A lot of people still use our parks even in the off seasons, fall, winter, spring.
Yeah, you don't shut them down.
No, we leave everything as much open as we can. We have to shut down the bathrooms and shower buildings, but everything else is open in the park and people can use it.
You bet. Well, it is a time to kind of recharge a little bit and get ready for the busier season coming up spring and summer. And I suppose it seems like a long way off for us, but when you're trying to prepare, it seems like it's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. As soon as summer's over, we start looking at next year and what we're going to be doing out here and what we can change and how we're going to operate the park for the following season. So, yeah, it's once it slows down, then it's starting to look ahead already for next year.
You bet. Well, I see on coming up on November 29th, you've got a public open house at the Anita Community Center with regard to the Lake Anita State Park, and it's an opportunity for folks to learn more and to share, right?
Yeah, this is actually the second year we've done this here for the park system. Most state parks are doing it around the state, and we've, like I said, we did it last year, and we're going to do it again this year. And it does. It gives the opportunity for us to tell the community what we're doing, what we've got going on out here, how we operate, stuff like that. And it gives them an opportunity to ask questions and just hopefully further their knowledge and enjoyment of our park system.
Yeah. Well, it's a state park. It's their park. So, you know, it's great to have people come and take interest.
Yeah, I mean, we always have ideas on what we want to do, but we are here to serve our visitors, and we're always open for ideas and stuff. I mean, some of them obviously we can't do due to budgets or just logistics, but we're always, if people have ideas or thoughts on what they'd like to see at their state park, we're more than happy to listen to them and see if it's something we can incorporate out here.
Well, even the ideas that seem the most way out there, who knows, after you chew them around and talk about them and, you know, kind of work things through over a period of years and the budgetary years, who knows, maybe you can come up with some great ways to tweak these things and make them work.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that have came up years and years ago, but like I said, due to budget and logistics, we couldn't, but then finally stuff happens and we're able to do it. And, yeah, you never know what might just be an offhand comment by someone. We might all of a sudden, hey, that's a good idea, and start working to implement it for us. So
you never know. That's why you keep the lines of communication open.
Oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit about what folks will see and hear that night, because I know you usually put together a presentation for these.
Yeah, it's going to be fairly similar to last year. So if somebody came last year, some of the stuff will be the same, but there should hopefully be enough different and updates and stuff like that, that even if they did come last year, it should be some good stuff for them. But we'll do a quick history of the park, just why Lake Anita's here, how it came about, the people involved with it, and just, like I said, some background and history on the park. A lot of people find that interesting. And then we'll, of course, get into a little bit of our visitation, how many people came to visit us in the last few years and what kind of revenue we've been bringing in. And we'll talk about how we're funded. A lot of people, I don't think, understand where our money comes from, where the income we make goes and stuff like that. And then we'll talk a little bit about the projects that we've done out here and possible projects we're looking at into the future. And it's I've heard people say it's just a way for us to stay open on what we're doing in state government. Like I said, it is a park for the people. We do work for the people out here, so we want to be as transparent as we can on what we're doing and let people know where the money that they spend on our state parks are going.
It's probably got to feel pretty good, though. It's great to throw out the history stuff, but you probably find that there are quite a few folks around here that live the whole history, because the park is not 100 years old or anything. There are still plenty of folks around who remember when it was developed. There are folks who could probably even share some extra information maybe you guys aren't even aware of about the history of the park.
Oh, yeah, I ran into that quite often facts that I think I know and talk to. There are, yeah, like you said, I run into people all the time that say they were here when the park was under development and they were worked with the DNR and getting it set up and stuff. And it's just really interesting. And it's a great opportunity. A lot of our parks are we're coming up to our 100-year anniversary, that's kind of where these meetings came from, is to get people more involved with the park system. But a lot of those older parks, they don't have that opportunity to talk to and actually find out the old history of what their park was. And Lake Anita, we're still pretty lucky to do that, and we're trying to get some of that information collected so that someday when there are the people that were involved with and are around, that we still have that information to share.
Well, and you have so many people that take that much interest in the park. They're taking ownership into it. That's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the people that we talk to that, oh, yeah, Lake Anita's our park, and that's what we want to hear. We want people to care about it. I mean, like I said, we're doing our best to keep the park for the people, and like I said, the people around and the Anita area, I mean, even Atlantic, Adair, all of our neighboring communities, they take pretty good pride in the state park over here. It's a pretty nice facility, and it's a lot of people do. They really enjoy it.
Absolutely. Well, to do something like this, you touched on it earlier, it's difficult to do as much as you want. There are budget limitations, things like that. So you depend on others, volunteers, for example, to be able to help out. And you've got a pretty good volunteer group there.
Yes, we actually, our Friends of Lake Anita, I think that's who you're talking about, is a fabulous group here for the park. They do fundraisers and they do events for us out here. And their main goal for us is obviously to support the park, but they're trying to come up with ideas that might bring more people into the park. I know weekends during the summer we're pretty busy anyway, but especially the shoulder seasons, fall and spring, of how can we get some more people to come out there and what can we do to kind of say thank you to the people that do visit our park, because they know, again, that, I mean, the being a state park, it's a pretty big deal for the local communities, and they realize that, and they want to say thank you to the people that visit out here. So, and yeah, like I was saying earlier, Lake Anita, it's not just Anita State Park. I mean, it's Cass Counties. We get people from Des Moines and Omaha. I mean, there's a lot of people that call this their park, so.
Yeah, well, these are destination locations. People will actually make the drive to go specifically to there. They don't just always find it by accident on the way by.
Yes, very true.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about, they do some fundraising too, the volunteer group?
A lot of the events they do are free or fairly low cost to people. Every year they do a little bit of just kind of asking for memberships. Would you join Friends of Lake Anita, help us support what we're doing out here? And they'll do a few other things, but most of what they try to do is going to be free for the public, or like I said, very low cost, because we want to get people out here to the parks. I mean, it doesn't cost a whole lot to camp anyway at our state park systems, but I mean, we just, like I said, people, if they're going to spend the time to come out here, we're going to try to give them as much as we can.
Well, we're so plugged in during the week, work week, it's nice to get unplugged when we go out on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, they just want to come out here and relax. I mean, with the camping, the boating, the picnicking and stuff like that, spending time with their families, and that's always kind of been my big push, is get the kids outdoors, get them away from their electronics and stuff like that, and just spend time together as families. And it's a big part of our job, is to hopefully give that opportunity to people.
Sure. Well, I know over the last few years we've done some different types of projects, some of them larger than others, with a little bit of dredging and with restocking, those types of things. Are there any big projects on the horizon for this year?
There's a few things that we're looking into. Nothing's really set. I know the fisheries department is looking into possibly doing some work to make fishing a little more accessible to people with disabilities, per se, accessibility issues. Otherwise, I don't think we've got any really big projects coming up here in the future. Like I said, we're coming up on our 100th anniversary of the Iowa State Park System, and part of what we're doing right now is maybe not so much building new stuff, but trying to upkeep what we've got a little bit better, getting some deferred maintenance projects done, some stuff that just needs done that makes the park look a little bit better. Try to get it spruced up so for our 100th anniversary that we're looking about as good as we can, and hopefully people will notice it and enjoy the park just a little bit more.
You bet. Well, again, that's the reason for the open house, to learn a little bit more, maybe get a little bit more involved, and maybe generate some good ideas there, too. Coming up on Thursday, November 29th, just not too far down the road, it'll be held at the Anita Community Center starting at 7 o'clock. Josh, it's a free event. Folks come over, just bring your friends?
Yeah, just show up, bring your friends, anybody that's interested in the park. It is going to be at State Park Meeting, so we really won't have information about hunting and stuff like that. But otherwise, any state park-related issues, we're more than happy to help try to tackle and come over. I think the Friends Group is going to provide some snacks and drinks for people, and it'll just be a good evening. We'll have some stuff to for the people to look at, and we'll have a presentation, and it shouldn't take, last year it took about an hour. We're looking this year about the same, and then depending on questions and if people just want to sit around and chat, we're willing to give as much time as we need to.
Well, very good. Well, very good. Well, enjoy. Have a good meeting and enjoy. Well, I guess it's kind of your time off. It's your slower time of the year. Chance to catch your breath a little bit. Appreciate all that you guys do over there at Lake Anita State Park.
Not a problem. We're looking forward to meeting some people that night.